Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. Good morning.
Oh, I missed it. Good morning.
I'm Gianna.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. Thanks for joining us. We're talking about vivid visions this morning. Really, it's about living in your imagination, dreaming and scheming of what you want in your life. And we all did this naturally when we were little.
Yeah, and I even think Einstein said it first about everything first exists in the imagination.
Yes, it all starts as a thought.
That's so powerful.
And then we start thinking about what that thought would look like, feel like, smell like, sound like, taste like.
What the whole experience would be like if it happened.
Yes. And that's how you start using your imagination. And then that imagination starts to become a thing. We start creating it. We start creating it with our actions.
We create our reality.
We create our reality. And here's what's so crazy is when we're little, we do this naturally. We do it by playing house. Who played house when they were little?
Yeah, playing house, playing cops and robbers, playing. I played a lot of Evel Knievel.
We would play princess. We would play astronaut. We would play
doctor.
Yeah. I mean, how many times did we play doctor?
Hello.
Right? Oh my
gosh. I don't know what I'm doing, but I got a vivid imagination.
Yeah. And what we were really doing is we were wanting to check out our private parts. Yes.
That's vitals what
we, with a V. We wanted to make sure everybody was feeling pleasurable. That's what we were doing.
Right, let me make sure you got a pulse.
At any rate, we often, I remember in high school, we would dream and scheme about meeting the man of our dreams, and we just wanted to fall in love and have him sweep us off our feet.
I almost feel like that's the whole theme behind Barbie, right? It's like,
yeah.
It's like Barbie meets Ken. They have this, the Barbie mansion, the Barbie car.
Yeah, they get married and they live happily ever after. There's always a happily ever after, right. But nobody ever stops and thinks, well, what does that happily ever after really look like? And feel like.
You know, it's so funny because the fairy tales all end at they lived happily ever after. And there's no definition or there might be some imagination around it, but we don't actually plan it for ourselves.
Nobody stops and thinks, well, what happens when Barbie loses her job or Barbie goes bankrupt or when Barbie gets her leg cut off or Barbie has a death in the family?
What about Ken when he stays out too late with his friends and doesn't call on time?
Yes. You know, like Mike Tyson says,
everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Yeah.
And then we don't stop and make a new plan. That's really what it's about, is making a new plan, a new vivid vision.
Yes. And just recognizing, okay, what are these things in life? What does happily ever after look like? What does it feel like? Who are the people in this?
And I also want to say is that a lot of times, you know, we think a lot of us have had the vision, you know, I'm going to study hard, go to college, I'm going to get a job and make my own money so that I can pay my bills.
Yeah.
You know, like I know a lot of us, or where I grew up, that was the dream.
Yeah, it's also get a great, amazing job.
Amazing job so that I can make
high paying job.
So that I can make my own money. Right?
Is yes.
That, did you have that?
Absolutely. I had that and I had it crystal clear in my head. The problem is when I went into the workforce, I didn't start where I was hoping to start.
None of us did. Trust me. I went to Disney and I was applying for executive jobs and they were like, honey, there's a greeter position open.
Right.
I was like, greeter? I went to college. You want me to be a greeter?
Everybody's got to start somewhere. And that's one of those things where it didn't quite match up with my vivid vision. And what I did was I started picking out what was wrong with the job.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. I guess what I wanted to where I wanted to go with this conversation today is that many times once we get that job, then it becomes stagnant because we reach the goal.
Yeah, we achieved it.
And we don't stop and we don't redesign the plan. Yeah. Or we grow and we don't stop and say, okay, what's next?
Yeah. So I see exactly where you're going. So we don't say, okay, this is where I am now. Mm-hmm. And what is my new vivid vision for where I want to be?
Yeah.
Because where I am now is just a space and time. It's just the job that I was able to get in the door. I'm good. And saying, this is good. It's not good enough. It's not what I'm expecting. Now, what's my vivid vision for the next move forward?
We oftentimes think it's the end goal. Mm. I'm going to get the job of my dreams.
So that.
And live happily ever after. And many times, it's just a means goal. It's just a job to get me to my next phase in life. However, I see so many people who are in that stagnant phase of life because change is scary sometimes.
Change is scary.
And change
involves new.
It involves growth. And we all know that sometimes growth can have growing pains. And growth can mean getting outside our comfort zone. And growth can mean facing feelings that we sometimes don't want to face.
I'm hard pressed in the moment to think of a time where growth doesn't have growing pains, like where you don't have the urge to go back into sameness or to comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone out there listening right now can think of a time where growth doesn't produce that urge to go back into sameness or go back into the comfort zone, I would love to hear it because it's not coming to me right now.
Well, I know sometimes excitement or adrenaline can mask the growing pains.
It creates a little momentum. It creates that energy to move you towards it.
It's like, I am so excited right now that it doesn't matter what other feelings I'm feeling right now. I am just on a trajectory high that I can get through anything.
Yes. And when you hit resistance, right?
So I guess what I'm trying to talk about right now, Jason, give me a little Coach Jason-ness. How do we know when it's time to redesign the plan?
So I think the first thing is saying, what do I want to feel? Like what is the experience that I want to be having in life? And am I living in that right now? And if no, then how do I start moving towards that? And then defining what that looks like a year out, 3 years out, 5 years out.
Here's a perfect example. Jason and I mean, we live in Orlando. Disney World is in our backyard. We have the Disney fireworks that go off and we see them every night at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
We've been to Disney many, 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 many times.
Lots of times.
Now, the last time we went to Disney, we were like, oh, we'll just go and we'll just experience it. It'll be fun. I kid you not. Every attraction, every show that we wanted to see, we either got there 15 minutes too late, or the line was way too long, or it just felt like we were
drifting. It was a mess.
We were drifting. We didn't get a map because we thought, you know what? We've been here so many times. We know all of the...
You know the lay of the land.
We know all of the rides. We know where everything is. No, we don't need a map. We literally said that as we walked in. When the lady was like, do you need a map? We're like, oh no, I don't want to carry that around. We know where everything is. And what we didn't realize is that the parade times, all of the character times, all of the
there are specific
virtual
start times, like and fast pass times.
And nowadays, with all the fast passes and everything, all of the different times. And I mean, we needed a map. We needed a map, and we needed to take time to sit and plan our day.
And
we did it.
It was offered to us.
And here's the thing, is it was hot and it was crowded. And by the time we navigated, the two of us, getting around all of these families, these tourists, these strangers, these strollers, these cranky kids.
Missed showtimes.
And like I said, every time we wanted to see something, we would either be too late, too early, the line was too long, or they would say, I'm sorry, the next one will be tomorrow at 8 o'clock, or this ride has been shut down for
maintenance.
Yeah. Or, oh, you know what, there's been some lightning that happened at one point. We waited in line and they were like, oh, there's been some lightning. And so it just was a miserable day. I think we got two things in by the end of the day.
And a lot of walking.
And a lot of walking. We were exhausted. And when we got back to the car, I literally looked at him and I said, this is why we don't come to Disney.
This is a waste.
This is why we never come here anymore. Because this was not necessarily a fun experience for me. Yeah. I used to love Disney. I used to love
it. It's the most magical place on earth.
That's right. And then Jason said, do you think it would have been better if we would have had a plan? And we both looked at each other and thought, yeah.
But we do that so often in life. And that's kind of one of the things where someone said, success leaves breadcrumbs, right?
Yes.
And when people are doing it the way you want to do it, and you know that they have the experience of having the experience you like, mm-hmm. right? Then you follow them. You look at what they're doing. You learn from them. Mm-hmm. And that's the roadmap. That's the directions that they're handing out at the front turnstile.
Yes.
That says, this is the experience I want to have in life. This person has proven that they're living that experience. Are they giving out a roadmap? Are they willing to share that information? Jana and Jason are saying, yes, we're willing to share that information. And that's what we should have done at Disney that day. That would have changed our experience.
It totally would have changed. In fact, we probably would have gotten into the car. We would have had a totally different conversation. In fact, it probably would have gone something like this. That was so much fun. Why don't we come here more often?
Well, the funny thing is,
we should get annual passes.
I've got goosebumps right now because the funny thing is, walking out of the park,
yes,
you could see the difference in the families that had the directions, had the roadmap.
I know.
And the families that didn't. Because the families that didn't were exhausted. They didn't have any energy.
Their kids were cranky.
They were crying and screaming. I just want to go to the hotel. I just want to go back to the Airbnb and sit in the pool. Like, they did not want to
be there. Why did you make us stay?
And the other people are talking about this amazing experience that they had.
I know.
So how can multiple families be in the same, I mean, I'm talking thousands, hundreds of thousands of people be in the same park having totally different experiences. And it's because some families had the directions. Some families said, I'll take the time and plan out my experience. And I'll have a vivid vision of what we want this day to look like, and we will live into that.
Oh, it's so funny.
And it's crazy.
It's such a small little minor tweak.
Because so often we go through life thinking, I've got this.
It's so true.
And we just do what we think we know.
But we get stagnant. I mean, like I said,
we don't know.
We get stagnant and we think we already know. Jason and I have been to Disney hundreds of times. And yet we haven't been there in a while. And things change.
Things change.
And it's the same way with our
life.
With our goals, with our relationships, with our money, with our career, with our dreams, with our anything, with what we find fun, with our hobbies. Every area of our life, things change. And if we don't stop and recommunicate, really recharge.
So big.
But if we don't have those conversations, okay, let's have a new vivid vision of what does this really look like? What do I want?
What are the most important things
What do I want in life? And what is really important to me?
Mm, so big.
Right?
And then once we have an idea, then we can start building the plan for it. Like we literally, it's like a GPS system.
Yes.
It says, okay, I want to go to point B on the map.
Yes.
I'm standing in point A. Now what's the roadmap to it?
Ah, I love it.
And we just lay out the pathwork for it.
Yes. And whatever you do, you have to have one of those Mickey ice cream.
Oh, so good.
Although I have
to tell you, change the whole experience, but if that's on your game plan.
I saw a woman who sat in one of those.
Oh, nice.
I will never forget it. No, it was right on her butt crack and she had a Mickey Mouse cream,
like a
brown.
Double.
Yeah. It just was, it was a
I really,
and I, that vision,
you,
that vivid vision is ingrained in my head forever and ever.
Yeah, that's where you go spend the $60 on the sweatshirt and tie it around your waist.
She was happily ever after.
Boom. Brought it back home.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us. Vivid vision.
Come
recreate your vivid vision. What do you want? What does it feel like? What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? And what do you want to experience? What is that experience for you? Have a great day and keep living lucky. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.